We are Finding Success. We're here to break the monotony of your life and help you find your version of success. Welcome back to another episode, guys, with me, Adam.
And me, Alex.
No,
how you doing? Sorry, I didn't. I was well lost then.
Nowhere.
Sorry. I'm back in the room. I'm focused. I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm very good. Thank you, mate. I'm very good. How are you?
Good. Yeah, not too bad. Not too bad. Bit tired.
Yeah? How's your week been? What have you been up to?
Slacking. I've been slacking.
Have you?
I've been totally honest. Yeah, I've been slacking, and I'm not happy about it. I've sort of lost the image. You know, Ooh. Not the image. It's all fuzzy. You know, the picture's fuzzy. And it's
like an old television.
Yeah, it's right, a bit static. So I need to get that back. I need to focus. I need to get that back.
I need to go up and shake the aerial out, level it out a little bit.
Yeah, maybe the wind's had it and just bent it a little bit.
You need to zero it out.
Bird's nest on it.
Yeah, yeah. Clear the birds away. Get out.
Get off. Throw their eggs. No, yeah. Come on. It's not fair. At least eat them.
Fry them.
I'm more of a poached man.
Okay, fair enough.
Hang on, just real quick before we get into how you are. What is your favourite type? What's your top three favourite eggs?
Top three favourite eggs. Yeah. Number one for me, I think, is scrambled egg.
Okay.
I love them scrambled. Number two is definitely poached. Mm-hmm. I love a poached egg, especially on a English muffin.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, fine, yeah. Mate.
The hotel in Bahrain had them.
Oh.
I had five every morning.
Off it. Yeah, I was doing four.
Decent.
And I think the third is a hard-boiled, because you can eat a hard-boiled anywhere, and you can eat it off the gym. If you put it in a lunch box,
yeah,
bang, yeah, 6 grams of protein or whatever.
It's really good.
Eggs banging. Are
the best nutritional hit, is it calorie to protein ratio?
Oh, yeah.
Bosh.
The best bit is... Obviously, the white is lower.
The high protein,
yeah, low calorie
nutrients. Yeah.
However, the yolk has all the micronutrients in it that you need in a vitamin. Yeah, exactly. So you have to sometimes, like, if you want like two full eggs, and then if you can get like three egg whites banging.
Bosh.
But yeah, go
protein gains. Right. So everyone listening at home, I hope you've answered yours already. But mine, number one is poached. Number two is scrambled.
Yeah.
And number three is Easter. I had to get in there. Right, how are you doing, Adam? What have you been up to? How's your week?
Yeah, I'm good, mate. My week's been okay. I've been tired, I have to admit. I've been very tired. Mm. My rest to recovery ratio is very bad at the moment. My rest is there, but my recovery is absolutely nowhere. Yeah. I don't know why. I haven't been recovering. I haven't been sleeping very well. The quality of sleep has been very low. Even though I've been going to the gym, I've been sort of stretching and stuff like that.
Interesting.
Bad, nowhere. And I feel... if you watch on YouTube,
yeah, they'd see the face, but like the listeners can't see it. Describe it. It was drowsy.
I've just been drowsy. Yeah. Really, really weird.
My Whoop is telling me I'm Whoop. Sponsor us, please. Ding, ding, ding.
Give us a code.
Yeah.
One of them.
Them things. Thank you, Whoop. Big shout out. Fantastic. But it's telling me I'm knackered. Saying I'm getting good sleep. I'm only in a slight sleep debt, but 100% quality sleep. So it's like I've got getting the sleep there because I'm shattered, I'm knackered, but it's all the other things affecting it, being on planes,
yeah,
like time differences, food imbalances, like all that sort of stuff. It's all changed, so I need to get back to it.
Yeah, we do, man.
You'll get there.
Yeah, we'll get there. We'll smash it.
This week, what are we talking about?
We're going to talk about visualization. And the importance of it, because it is quite important.
Mm.
And I think it's overlooked by many because visualization or... It's almost like manifesting in a way. Like you manifest it. You know, these hippies talk about you need to manifest good vibes, man. You know, it puts a bit of a taboo
twist on things.
Yeah, and it's like that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about using it properly to actually achieve quite good things. Like anything you can visualize anything, like your dream house, your dream car, your dream life scenarios. Like if you do all this, that's going to help you keep motivated, and that's what we're trying to talk about. Yeah.
I find, so I'm not sure about a lot of people, but my morning routine is quite important. I found that, and I'm not talking about the get ready with me, Steve Jobs type, like, dang it, I'm reading 25 books in 4 hours. No, it's not that. My routine is in like getting up and waking up and feeling good. Like the morning shower, the morning coffee, taking the vitamins in the correct order, like doing your hair, getting dressed, looking smart, feeling good. I think like, feel good, do good type of vibes, right? And in the morning, if I listen to some really happy-go-lucky tunes, my first initial walk out the door into the world is so much better than if I'm listening to like grunge or like heavy metal or something, I'm just getting up and I'm like, I hate the world. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's a massive difference. And that, even though it's not a visualization thing, but just doing that routine, having that fixation of doing that same thing every single morning, every single sort of day, just getting up and I know that I will be happy, is a big step. But that one more step is that visualization thing of like, right, before I get out of bed, just 10 seconds of visualization, how the day is going to be, what I've got planned, what I'm going to do, how is it going to look like for me? Is it going to be successful? Is it not going to be successful? What can I do to make it successful? And how is it going to affect my mood? And how will I be mood-wise during the day? And obviously we journal the night before and then we get up in the morning, we have a fresh new day, all the crap, all the bad points is out of our mind. And now we're starting the new day in a very good positive mindset. And I think that's quite important. So you should spend some time visualizing things, I think, every single day. Give yourself time to visualize things every single day.
And at first it seems like quite a hard thing to do. I think getting it in, trying to teach yourself how to do it is really quite tough. Or just strange to begin with.
Yeah.
So how I sort of learned to do it, or how I do it more regularly than anywhere else, is actually in the gym. When I know I've got a heavy set of squats or some really big bench press I need to do, like when you need to be in the zone, I just, as I'm under the bar, just about to do the set, wherever it may be, set of squats, I'm just literally sat there with on my back, just about to de-rack it. I just shut my eyes and just imagine myself do the entire 10 reps or whatever the goal is, 3 reps, 1 rep, whatever it is. Just visualize yourself doing it. And it's good. It helps massively. Yeah. You just convince yourself, oh, I can do it. I've just seen myself do it. I'm going to be able to do it now. Watch this. And it's still hard. Like, you still got to put a maximum effort in and all this sort of, especially for 1 rep maxes. But it genuinely makes a difference. I think we did a little experiment with my coach at the gym. It was heavy sets, maybe 3 rep max. That's it. Couldn't do much more because it was so heavy. And just got into it, did the first set, failed. Did 2, couldn't get the 3rd one up, just dropped at the bottom. She's like, all right, take 5 minutes, get a little bit rested, get in the zone, but then visualize yourself doing it. And I did it, and I tell you, it went up so much easier than the first set did.
Yeah.
First 2, like, gone in a flash. 3rd one, which, like, in my head, you had a bit of reservations. I'm like, oh, this is where I failed last time. But I just ignored it, just kept an eye, like, followed that visualization. I saw myself do it, and just bosh, did it.
Yeah, mega.
Like, it was incredible.
Yeah.
So I feel like if you struggle to sort of understand what we're trying to say about visualization, start there, and then when it comes to lagging in motivation in the outside world with your personal goals, etc., start just implementing that. Like, when you find yourself scrolling, doom scrolling, having TikTok brain for like an hour or so, just say, right, okay, where do I actually want to be?
Yeah.
Visualize where you want to see yourself, what you can see yourself doing in the future. You'll wake up, or you'll come out of that visualization, that little daydream almost, and just go, right, I actually need to crack on. Need to
do something. Yeah, it's the same thing like with a 9-to-5, right? So I saw this question, or someone asked me this question the other day, I think it was. And they're like, you seem way more focused in your 9-to-5, even though you're doing other things. Like when we used to work together, we'd put our headphones in, or put a headphone in each, and we'd listen to someone analysing the market during the morning session. And they're like, what are you doing? I'm just listening to a guy sort of talking, walking through the market, saying what he's looking at, how he's looking at it, and how he's approaching things. And just that very easy morning routine of putting that in and just having someone else in your head visualizing that is what you want to be and how you want to be and how you want to be able to look at the market is a massive game changer. And that's sort of like we all have to find motivation, not motivation, but maybe visualize what our evening is going to look like, as in our work and our morning work, right? Like, so going to the gym, I mean, I know you're a morning goer, right? So you like going to the gym in the morning, smash it out and then get it done. But when that's finished, I know that you work in the evening, so you have to find something during the day that you can focus on, or that keeps you like cemented into that continuous mindset of growing in the evening, right? Because days are long, days are hard. We have to think, we have to, you know, we focus, and sometimes we lose the choice of all the fact of like having the energy in the evening to do that sort of stuff. But if we have that visualization of, I know that I want to read the market like he does, I want to be as strong as he can, I want to lift 300 kilos or 200 kilos or this, that, and the other, then we kind of come back to that as an anchor. That visualization, use it as an anchor to come back to, so that when you come home after the 9-to-5, you can go, right, I now know that I want to train to look that certain way or analyze the market in that certain aspect. And so we use that as a fixation visualization. Massive point.
Spot on. I think it's the same. So when you are leaving your 9 to 5, just think you have to sort of at some point have a plan in the day to do the work in the evening. You can't just go home empty-brained and just expect to do something. So I know when I don't have a plan for when I get home, I just sit on the phone and do nothing, just mong.
Yeah, yeah.
Have a chat, have a socialise with guys, but I just mong out and do nothing because I've not planned. I've not told myself I'm going to do this.
Yeah.
If for some reason I've worked slightly late, that's it. Immediately all the plans go, right, timing's out, I can't do it. I'm just going to, like, you know, see what happens, see what time I get out of it. And then by the time you head home, you've not planned anything and you've not. And that's almost a visualisation, the plan. You've said, right, okay, when I get back, I'm going to do this. Just picture it in your head, like, yeah, I'm going to crack on with the work. If you don't do that, you're going to resort to chill, resort to mong out, resort to TikTok brain, instant gratification, just scroll, scroll, scroll. So it's, even if it's not visualizations, the planning your day ahead, like in the morning, your morning routine, planning that day ahead is almost a form of visualization because you're telling yourself you're going to do this during the day. And that's just, you know, it's just important to do. And it'll also encourage self-confidence. If you're doing what you say you're going to do as well, your confidence will grow, and everyone knows confidence is like a life hack.
Yeah.
So
that's why it's so important. Like we said, January time, December time about goals and doing the vision board, right? So like I said, the morning bit for me is having those goals that I know that I can hit every single day and plan to hit them every single day and know that they're somewhere that I can visually see in the morning and wake up. Okay, I need to journal. I need to go to the gym. I need to eat clean. I need to drink 2 liters of water a day. I need to read. I need to learn German and I need to do my day analysis, right? So those 7 tasks that I have to do, 8 tasks that I have to do, I know that they're on my wall, and every single day that I hit it, I have the accomplishment of ticking that off. And I know that, yes, I've done it, banging, sweet. But it's just another visualization trick that you can use to keep yourself going during the day. And like you said, it's so important that we have those goals to hit, because if you don't have goals, if you don't plan for it, you're never going to have it. If you think, oh, today I'm just going to have a barbecue, but you don't plan on having a barbecue, you haven't got any meat, you haven't got a barbecue, you haven't got any coal, well, you're not going to have a barbecue, are you? But if you give it a week in advance, you plan it and you say, John, Jeffrey and James, come round for a barbecue, right? You're all the J's.
All the J's.
Come round for a barbecue. In a week's time, I'll have the meat. If you bring the beer, and we'll have a crown all the time. Then it's planned, it's done, and you know it's going to happen. So it's very important to do the visualization, but also have the goals behind it to make sure you follow those things.
It's almost a triangle of success there. You got journaling on top, you got your planning, and you got your visualization, and all three together, fucking recipe for like progress.
It's like the future. It's your future, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
And like you said, I think, again, final point for me is your lifting thing, the visualization success. Visualizing that lift, completing that lift, it's so easy to do, and people think, oh, you're stupid, it's hippie, you're so wrong for saying it, but it's not the case.
No.
Just try it. Just try visualization, or visualizing success. You know, how does that look for you? What does your life look like? What does your perfect life look like? If it's having 4 horses, then go and buy 4 horses, but buy one at a time and figure out how you can work it out and figure out that dream and go and work towards it. Ain't hard.
Bush.
Anything more to add?
No, I'm good. But
Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, links will be down below. Don't forget to rate, subscribe, and share this podcast. Help this podcast get out there so we can help the world. Take care, guys. Have a good week. Smash it. And we'll see you next time.